This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and here is a voice instantly recognizable to my fellow baby boomers.
And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Former President Richard Nixon, who did earn what he later got. On this day in 1972, five men were arrested at 2:30 in the morning while trying to bug the offices of the Democratic National Committee at the Watergate Hotel. The full Watergate story and cover-up that led to Mr. Nixon's disgrace became known in part because of a still undisclosed source for the Washington Post reporter who referred to him as Deep Throat. Los Angeles writer Peter Melman thinks it's time for this clandestine figure to reveal himself.
Dear Deep Throat, the Watergate break-in was 32 years ago, and we still don't know your identity. Well, here's something you don't know. It's not funny anymore. Stop being such a baby and just tell us who you are. After so long, if you think there's dignity in not coming out of the garage, you would be incorrect. This is 2004. No thought goes unverbalized. Unflaunted acts of conscience never happened. Look around. Corporate whistleblowers get huge money for memoirs published just after the scandal's been forgotten. You took down an American president, and all you have to show for it is a tawdry nickname. The prevailing theory for your secretiveness is that you fear retribution. If so, you should consider getting over yourself. You ratted out Republicans, not mobsters. Okay, bad example. But still, every Watergate figure has repented, confessed, lost clearance, found God, cashed in, sold out. And what's the worst that happened to any of them? Dying of natural causes? Okay, maybe that's another bad example. Maybe you know otherwise. I'll tell you what. Let's say you have less sinister reasons for clamming up. For example, did you ever tell your wife that you're Deep Throat? It's conceivable that back in 72 she was young, naive, and a bit of a yenta, so you never got around to telling her. God knows what alibi you gave for slipping out of bed at 2 a.m. and coming back redolent of carbon monoxide, but the point is, all marriages have their little secrets. Don't make such a big fuss over yours. Otherwise, there are only two other explanations for your low profile. One, you have a really bad publicist. And two, you don't exist, in which case we'd appreciate you telling us so. But we think you do exist. Bob Woodward, Carl Bernstein, and Ben Bradley definitely know who you are. Sally Quinn probably knows. Possibly Nora Ephron. Maybe Hal Holbrook. Woodward promised not to name you until you die, and you seem to be okay with that. Maybe you think your good deeds will pay off in a cushy afterlife. But as far as this life is concerned, modesty, discretion, rugged individualism, where do you think you're going with that?
Peter Melman is a TV and film writer who lives in Los Angeles.